We actually want to go into live podcasting. I've been speaking to this one studio that I used to shoot at. Mm. So let us know if you guys want to come through. It's Shafeta, who's the one's going on? Happy Women's Month, man.
Yes, sir.
It's Women's Month, guys. Hope you guys are good. We're back with another one. You know, I'm with Liberal and Paydi. Guys, we had a long week.
Yeah,
very long week.
Very tiring week.
Like, this week was meant to be very relaxing for me, but I didn't, like, Monday to Friday was relaxing, and then Friday to today, we just took it to the top. Like, we went a little bit extra.
It's just been a lot, yo. There's been a lot going on. But it's Women's Month, and that means that we're here to be positive and push positive light. We're so proud of Banyana.
Yeah, but, Banyana, ish, damn. They did it, bro. They qualified. I think it's the first time they qualified. I know they're doing with a nice bag.
Yeah, I went to round of 16, I think. But unfortunately, I know that they lost today 2-0. But, you know, our hearts are towards them and all the accomplishments that they did. Yeah. Yo, it was crazy.
Also, bro, we hosting the World Cup, which is crazy for netball. I never even knew this. I found out now.
What?
It's in Cape Town, so that's also cool.
Yeah.
The Proteas are killing it, man. They were doing well. I'm not sure what's happening right now, but wishing them the best. I hope that, they take it to where they need to take it, bro. But yeah, anyway, you guys know this podcast is, you know, we're reading cool things. So today it's a nice one. We've got some really cool chapter. Chapter one, how did you know it was time to end the relationship? Chapter two, what is considered cheating to you? Chapter three, the pettiest reason you've cut somebody off. And chapter four, what's one thing that you will never, ever do again? But before that, you guys know we've got a mental health check, because we like checking with each other, bro.
Yeah.
As much as we live with each other, you know, sometimes we don't chop as much, chill as much. So during the podcast, we get to like check in with each other, and I hope you guys are checking with your friends too. So how are you?
You can go first today. Yeah.
Level went to church today.
I did go to church.
He was with his friends. Kunze just left now, so his mood is down now.
No, it's not true. My mood is not down. I'm just... I'm a bit heartbroken. Like my talking stage just stopped speaking, so it's just been tough. We are very quiet.
We're just on a stage now.
Yeah, now we just stage. It's worse than load shedding. Our stages are slower.
Yeah.
Yeah, longer too. But I'm trying to be positive. Today at church, they're talking about like not bowing down to the things that can conquer you.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like just about having the strength to just keep going. And I think that's what's important. Just to again progress.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm not actually in like the best mood. Like, that's why even today, like, I was kind of like slow sitting up. Usually I'm quite fast, I'm hands on. Yeah. Then you can see tears a bit sluggish. Not in the best mood. I think it's just because like, dude, sometimes you go through moments where you're like, what's the point of everything? What's happening?
Yeah.
Like we're grinding, and then it's like we're doing it, but then it's like, what's it for? And it's like there's always some sort of obstacle in life.
Yeah.
And then like today those obstacles just felt like there were too many.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
I just also just feel like, you know, just like I think that it's good to create content in times like this as well, because people need to understand at the end of the day, you know, even though as much as this all is like a performance, also we're also human. We're not going to be, you know, the emotional, spectacular people that we are the whole time. We're also going to have the moments where we're just having a slow conversation with you guys and just like laughing and getting you know, better in every chat that we have.
I even posted on my Finsta, I was like, I'm not grand, I have to work. I feel like just crying myself to sleep.
Yeah, I felt you. Felt.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, what's wrong? I'm like, okay, I'm not like sad like that. I just like, I'm just trying to like chill, you know? But also at the same time, we've got cool tweets, so we're going to try laugh. Maybe this will cheer us up. Also cool to have the Bruce, Richard's here, Aiden's here, King Omar was here earlier, Chester DG was here earlier too.
Yeah.
So having people like that you fuck with around you, you know, really lightens the mood as well. Like, it makes it easier.
But what would you rate your like week on a scale from like 1 to 5?
Bro, I think I had a good week in terms of like just relaxing. Like Monday, every day I went to the gym, except for that one day I think we went out. Except for Friday, I didn't go to the gym. But every day I went to the gym besides for Friday. And my life was usually wake up, chill in the morning, maybe at like 10 I go to the gym, come back, shower, emails, speak to manager, plan some stuff, use my brain and my mind. And then from there, like I was done. So like, I think because I took it easy this month, because this week as I could, I'd give it like a nice 4 out of 5. Like it was a nice calming week.
Yeah.
But in the calmness, like I was just still like, okay, cool. Like what's next? What's happening?
Yeah.
Like I'm apartment hunting now. Like I'm trying to spot my life.
Congratulations to you.
How was your week? Hey, I know your week was shit.
Yeah, it was horrible. I had rated like a 0. It was a horrible week. It was very tough. I'm very proud of myself for the mental health that I've kept, and I'm just trying to keep strong, like I said. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
even you guys, do you guys rate your week down in the comment section? Let us know from 1 to 5, how was your week? How are you? Like, we're curious to see everybody is. We hope everyone's good. I think there's something, you know, the chakra hands say, the what is aligning?
There's probably like something, I think the power rate is happening right now.
Yeah, the power rate is energizing.
Gino gate.
Yeah.
Generate.
It's generating the something.
Yeah.
But it was happy National's girlfriend last week.
Don't tell me about holidays we don't celebrate. Don't tell me about holidays we don't celebrate. What did you do for your girlfriend?
So
she's, by the way, posting is not a gift.
I don't do anything. Cause like, dude,
did you guys hear me now? Posting your partner's not a gift.
Wouldn't do anything because like the whole, like, dude, every day is special, dog. Like, she knows that we want to save each other's back. It's a really healthy relationship. So
it's just a day that you know everyone, you know.
But I wouldn't like, I didn't wish her until about my like 4 p.m. And she goes, oh, so you know what day it is? I said, come on. You know we don't do these silly things. And I ended up just pulling a video from like my Finsta, then I posted it, which is dope.
Yeah, but National Girlfriend Day was so weird. Like, I think I was talking to my friends about this. We were saying like, we know a lot of boyfriends. We know a lot of boyfriends, but the amount of posts we saw and the amount of boyfriends we saw, we know it's just unequal. People didn't post their partners.
People are posting their girlfriends. Like,
people didn't post their girlfriends. We were waiting the whole day, but no one got to post the gym.
But the girlfriend's post. Oh, kind of, but the girlfriend's
post. You can't post yourself.
Who are you just going to
post yourself? You can't post yourself.
Yeah, bro. Hey, Ghost was trending this week.
Why?
Yeah, no.
Nah, bro. Like, like I said, I'm going to say it now. Like,
he knows how to hold the nation.
Yeah, I think he's a marketing genius. I think that reacting to a live that happened maybe 2 months ago was insanity. But like, shout out to him, man. I think, yeah, he's doing really well in the content creation space, aligning himself to content that he wants to make and not being being unapologetic about what he wants to create. Obviously, it has a lot of backlash because of the type of content he does create.
I think he understands that.
But he understands that. I think
he does it for the backlash at this point. Yes. Bro. But like,
because if you go to any of his videos, if you go to the comment section, all you see is hate.
Yeah,
it's not a single person that will be there like, nah. They're like, what? It's just hate.
That's the thing, bro. So people must also understand that like, Ghost's content might not be for you. Ghost's creating for the kids.
Yes.
Ghost's creating for people that are like 7 to 16, 17, 18. Yeah. So as old people, guys, if you find that cringe, it's not for us. Stop watching. You know, he's doing it for the kids. He's entertaining. He's like, if you guys, there's a YouTuber called Jake Paul in America.
Yeah.
Who was doing the exact same formula as Ghost. The problem child, bro. He's a problem child. He's just creating content to like disrupt.
Yeah.
And he knows the kids follow his storylines. Because Ghost's stuff, you can see it's planned out. Yeah. There's a storyline. Like, he's trying to do something and it's working. But like, if it's not for you, just click out.
But guys, I want to say, Ghost, like, bro, if you're watching this, you're ruining our love lives. There's not a single woman who wants to date a YouTuber or content creator right now. You're killing us, bruv. I don't know. Please post you giving someone flowers. I'd appreciate it.
Hey, just hint it in there a little bit, bro. But yeah, chapter one, should we hit it?
No, definitely.
How did you know it was time to end the relationship? He said, we should take a break from saying, I love you. Yo!
You know, and like, how did you know?
Sorry.
Wait, we should take a break from saying, I love you.
He said, we should take a break from saying, I love you to each other.
That's real, right? Yeah.
Also, big shout out to Ingrid, bro. Content producer coming through. Crazy. But that's wild. Like, imagine I had to say, baby, like, I think we should just stop saying I love you. Like, just chill.
Do you think, I know this might be such a huge, deep question, but I was live on TikTok the other day and I was talking about this. Yeah. What is it called? Do you think you can get, what is it called? Loving someone can be tiring.
Yeah, of course.
So it can be tiring, right?
If the energy is not reciprocated.
No. Like, it reciprocated all those things, but like, it can still be tiring. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, loving someone can be tiring.
It can be tiring, correct? So I understand. Let's take a break from saying I love you. Because I'm tired. So I'm hearing him.
Oh, damn. Shit, he cheated so badly that I went from being a baddie to a church girl. Y'all know those wives who go to church to pray for their cheating husbands. That was me.
Damn, yeah.
He put her in.
She's such a real woman. That's so attractive. You should just say,
bro, you love toxicity, bro.
I don't love toxicity. I just think that's a real woman. She's praying for me to get better. Fuck with that. You don't fuck with that?
Nah, I don't.
Bro.
She must know when to leave. Got us in an Uber without having money to pay for it and told us to go inside the crib as he pays. Next thing I know, it's been 30 minutes and I go downstairs to find the Uber driver beating him.
Hey, man.
I paid for it.
Hey, man.
Damn. So that's when she knew that time.
Yeah, she knew she had to go, you know. What? She had to go.
Uber go?
I she had to go, but I don't want to connect those things.
That are you swinging? Yeah. My dad literally died and he asked if he could keep my dad's car.
Whoa.
Imagine it's like, laugh. Imagine it's like, yo, babe, so the car, you're not going to use it, Moose. You have a car and your mom has a car. So like, do you think it'll be cool if like I'll take care of it?
Like it depends, like what if it's your dream car?
Would you do it?
I wouldn't.
What, how did you know the time for, how did you know it was time to end a relationship actually?
I definitely think when.
Tough one.
I think it's when you're chilling with your partner.
No, tough because you've never ended a relationship. Well, it's broken up with you.
So no, I've ended relationships.
Which one?
I've ended like a gang talking stages.
Oh.
But in
the previous podcast you said.
Oh, that they're always breaking up with me.
Yeah.
But I've only ended like. That's girlfriends. Uh-huh. I've never broken up with him. But like talking stages I've ended, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's when your partner's chilling with you and they're happy, but I don't know why, but that annoys you. So you're like, what does she have to smile about?
Yeah, why are you so happy?
Like, you're chilling. Like, let's say you're watching a movie and she pauses and goes, that was so funny. And you're just like, it was so funny. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you
her
just.
Whole presence is irritating.
It's just irritating you. It's just annoying you. Feel like.
Yeah, I get that. You get
what I'm saying? What about you, though? Since you said in the previous podcast, you've ended all of them.
Yeah. Anything about some of them. I don't know, bro. When I'm chilling with the person, and I look at them and I'm just there like, I'm bored.
Yeah, like
I'm bored and like that's I'm irritated.
One. That's a good one.
And I'm just there like, I'm not having fun with you.
I get the bored one. No, that's a good one.
You get me?
I think that's a really, really
it's
good
like, it's indicator. Like, we're holding on. Like, why am I bored? And it's like, I'm trying
no excitement.
To hold on. No excitement.
Yes.
Irritation.
Yeah, like it feels.
And you irritate me.
You feel scheduled. You feel like you're at work. You feel like, you know what I'm saying?
You feel like you're putting in the time.
Yeah.
Like there was a point where I, like with the ex, I felt like I had to go see my girlfriend. I make that fast and I'd go have fun with my friends.
Yeah.
So like I'd go, I know I have to be good, but I put in 2 hours, but then now I'm at dinner, I'm like, ish, babe, let's vibe. She's like, no, delicious. I'm like, ish, let's vibe. Like, I want
to
go.
Or when you get back to you, like your room and you're just there like, yeah. And that means your relationship is becoming a shift. Like you're clocking in, you're doing your shift, you're going out, no promotion. And every month you're the employee of the month. It sucks. Not even competition.
Yeah, I went through his phone and found chats between him and the Nyan Nyan show. He wrote to them, and, I don't know, probably some show. He wrote to them and he wrote to them that he suspects that I'm cheating. That's not all. He wrote to Jola 99 to and Kumbulekaya. He wanted to find my father and tell him of my behavior in person.
What is a missing father gonna do to reprimand?
you wanted the dad to reprimand her.
Did you see this? Sorry, this is reminding me about that tweet. Did you see about like how skur negotiations are going to go? Like,
crazy.
People, the kids now, they're gonna, like, dog, 180 for this hand is insane.
Oh, you know what my favorite part was?
Which one?
She was even in a King Omar video. She was in a King Omar video.
In the
how am I going to shout 180?
Like, in the Lobola negotiations, you're just there like, boy. Your daughter knows how to make a habli in less than 30 seconds. Have some kindness.
Let's be real. Let's be honest. Real.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, she calls.
Do you think our Lobola negotiations are going to be like more like different from the ones that were like experienced? Like
I think
past.
Like us when we negotiate.
Yeah.
I think us, we're going to be like very successful, business minded people.
Yeah.
So we're going to be very strategic. We're going to plan, have a negotiation strategy.
Oh, well, like, I'm going to be there like. Free black 27. They're gonna be like, what? And be like 206 Montana. They're gonna be like, what? I'm gonna say Zanzu, sir. So I'm just doing all the promo codes that I know for your daughter because clearly these are all the clubs that she's been to. What? So no man.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
But also that does that make does that remove value from a person?
What? Global languages?
Yeah, like them hosting the clubs and
No. It's just for comedy's sake.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
PR odds. What is considered cheating to you? Yeah, tough one. Because men have the biggest double standards in the world. Like,
but does I know. Like, we will. Do I know. Things. I'm about to sound crazy, but in our day and era, does cheating exist?
Yeah. Wait, bro. You know you're crazy, man.
Can I say something? Can I tell you my theory?
Bro, what you do you mean that cheating exists?
You might not be able to grasp this one.
Men do this thing from their perspective, like you say that for you when you cheat.
No.
But now if you're hiding to cheat, it's the end of the world.
It's different.
Okay, but I'm hearing, I'm listening to you.
Okay, cool. So the reason I say that, like, does cheating really like exist? If you like deep it, right? If you deep it, name a person you know who hasn't cheated.
Lucas. Yeah, Lucas Matladi. Yeah. Best.
Okay, so what do you consider cheating? What do you consider? But my theory is basically like we live in a world where everyone is cheating on each other.
No, bro, like I think people go through like a phase of having cheated.
Okay.
Like I remember I cheated on my first girlfriend like when I was like what 18.
I've never cheated. You cheated?
I cheated on my first girlfriend when I was like 18, 19, bro. Yeah, then after cheating, like I stepped out of the relationship. But after
I mean, you're already walking out.
Yeah, but after that, I don't know, you know, do you remember that girl from engineering?
No.
You do?
Oh yes, okay.
Yes. Anyway, my point is after that, I have never cheated on a girl since. Do you get me? I never cheated on my ex, never cheated on the ex that ex before.
But there's like a lot of cheating allegations towards you.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm aware. They are gang.
So okay, cool. But again, it goes to my question.
You hate me, but they are
no,
gang.
No. But like obviously, okay, cool. Cheating,
but you know me, like
cheating
I'll
does
never...
exist. But I think that we live in a society where everyone is cheating. There's out of we look at relationships. If we had to do like a handful, like let's say there are five relationships in the world, only one relationship, no one is cheating out of the five.
Okay, yes.
Out
no,
of
no,
the five.
The cheating culture is very strong.
It's very strong.
But I'm saying it's very possible.
It's
to
very
not
potent.
Cheat.
It's very potent. I know girls that say to me now, they'll tell you now, like, I won't check my partner's phone because I like peace. What does that even mean? That means I am conscious that my partner may be cheating on me. And you know what? I'd rather not know and have peace.
So do you think we should all just be cheating?
No. That's not what I said.
No, like, I know what you said.
Yes, yeah.
You're saying the majority of people cheat, but I'm
cheating,
saying
yes.
Because you're likely to be cheated on, do you think you should just cheat?
That's the million-dollar question. But if all of your friends are jumping off a bridge, you jump off a bridge.
No. I mean, bro, look at me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm going to use me as an example right now.
No, but you're one out of the five. You're speaking from a point of privilege.
But I'm saying, I want to explain to you why I don't cheat right now, like, in this relationship.
Okay.
Like, I'm choosing to rather have the peace of mind in my relationship with my girlfriend, not be worried about my phone, not have that stress, or not eventually lose her.
Okay.
And I value all of those feelings versus a 10 minutes of pleasure with some random person.
I get you. Using the whole, I don't lose your home, staying in a hotel.
Yeah. So
like theology, like the theory of that.
Yeah. So surely that, like, I don't understand how people don't see that as something more valuable.
Because at the end of the day, you were speaking of like, and I'm not attacking you.
Yeah.
You saying, I like the peace of mind. Yeah. You feel me? You like the thing. But that doesn't mean that there's not a part of you that's like, like maybe, what if, you know what I'm saying? And I think that what if lies in all of us. You understand?
I think,
which
I
goes to question,
but I think
what
it's
is
gone.
That?
I think it's gone in me, eh?
No, but I'm just, it goes to the question,
okay,
what is everyone's accountability? Like, I feel like there's a lacking in accountability in the dating world, which is why cheating is so potent. Because people would rather, momentary pleasure. People would rather have a momentary pleasure than to commit.
Yeah.
You understand? So now the question is, do you cheat before... Guys, let us know if you're watching this on YouTube. Would you cheat before they cheat on you? If I gave you a vision right now and I said your partner's going to cheat on you, I don't know when. At any point in time, it's the beginning, it's the first date, but this person's going to love you like nobody else. Now you have to date them. Otherwise, what something will happen to you, basically. Mm. Are you going to cheat on them before they cheat on you? Or do you just let it go?
Yeah. Good question. Yeah. I could speak about cheating the whole day, right?
Same.
Which I'm not even thinking about, bro. Like, I'm...
Same. I also could speak about that.
Like, I'm thinking, like, no, you know what, like, what's kind of, like, demotivated me from the whole cheating thing?
What?
It's like, last year when I was in multiple talking stages.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. If I bring this hand, I'm going to get 10% of pleasure.
Yes.
In terms of her energy and her presence. This one 15, this one 30, this one 70. So why would I leave 100% of pleasure with my girlfriend to go experience like a 5% of pleasure with this random person? Because it's thrilling?
No. Because sometimes your girlfriend will operate on a negative 25%.
Oh.
She'll operate on a negative 35%. But you know, again, it's different for different people.
Some guys been watching me and be like,
bro, when I was in drama, my drama teacher stood up. She said to me, cheating is not, like, she's like, I want you guys to understand that people don't cheat for pleasure. They cheat out of insecurity. So what happens is, for example, let's say you're my partner. You say to me, listen, Lebo, like, this month we're going to be celibate. That's a great example. This month we're going to be celibate. I'm going to start asking myself, okay, cool. Do I not please her? Do I not give her what she wants in that genre? And like, do I not give her what she needs? Am I not enough? Is she feel like these things? Am I too much? Am I water? And then, boom, Mpali taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, man, like, I really want to, like, you know, show you that you're special, wada. Then unfortunately, you have intercourse with Mpali. And Mpali is telling you, wow, that was amazing. You finally feel seen. This is what my drama teacher was trying to say. So you're basically trying to take an insecurity and then basically eliminate it in someone else.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is these serial cheaters who have no conscience.
That's what the danger is.
Yeah, these AK-47s. they shoot. Sometimes they shoot without looking. They just shoot. They cheat. When they get caught, they say so. Yeah. Those people are evil. Those are the people that I don't respect at all. But I sometimes hear why people cheat. And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but let's get it going. Sorry,
some people are saying going out with a fresh cut is considered cheating.
Yeah.
Facts. There's a man is at his peak confidant.
Yeah.
When he has a fresh cut.
100%.
Like, I get a fresh cut, I can't stay home that night.
100%.
I have to go out. I must be seen.
100%.
And I must be seen by everyone. I must be seen by women, by guys. I must be told, hey, bro, you look good.
Yeah. Like, if you have
skin pops.
If you're in a relationship and you have a fresh haircut and your hand is not covering you to get that fresh haircut.
Danger.
Dangerous.
Laughing at another man's joke because why are you laughing? I'm your happiness.
No.
Is that considered cheating to you?
No.
Yeah, that's giving insecurity.
No.
Play flirting.
By
flirting.
The way, our cameraman was there like, yeah, it's cheating. Yeah.
Actually, you know, every time I'm with one of you, like, I handed your word and I'm making her laugh, you get, like, you pull a serious face.
Sato always says this and, like, I don't see it.
Every time I'm with, like, dude, there was even the point where we were at Stones, né?
Yeah.
And the girl that you were with, she was to my left. So now we're talking, because obviously...
When was this? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Sure.
So now we're laughing and then she's like, you know, she's playing me and I'm like laughing. I'm like, Lip was just looking like...
I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. And Tato's talking about a friend of mine.
A friend of yours. Yeah. So I'm even there, like, dude, stop being friends with the people that you're around. But I'm like, you're cool, my high.
I'm chilled, bro.
But you pull a face like of like.
It's curiosity. What you want to see, boy.
Mm-mm.
It's what you want to see. Mm-mm. You want to be like, yeah.
Maybe I'm feeling guilty for doing something.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me while making people laugh? Let me jump to something. Maybe your joke is a bit too funny then. You understand?
If you have to question if something is cheating, it's probably cheating. I hear that. Watching a show without me that we started together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Criminal offense.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Criminal offense.
Especially if I put you on that show.
You hate me.
You despise me. I think, dude, what is
just watch ahead.
What are your favorite, like, couple perks? You know, like, that's one of them. You know, one of the couple perks is like, oh, we're watching a show together. Yeah. Another couple perk is like, oh, no, we like to cook together. You know, a couple perk is like, I like to, you know what I mean? The perks. What is one of, like, favorite perks? Me, it's obviously, like, sleepovers. I love sleepovers, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my favorites. And I also have to say...
Consistent sleepover. Okay, obviously, that's a fat and sit.
Yeah, fat and sit. I love sleepovers. And I think I also have to say one of my favorite relationship perks is video calls. Like, I love, like, just being on a call, at night, but especially. And also being able to call my partner every time, like, I'm bored. I think that's cool.
I despise video calls. I despise audio calls.
Wow.
Like, people...
Are you a texter then? Like, you're big on texting?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm the opposite. I'm big on calling. I hate texting.
Or let me come see you. But my favorite, like, relationship
perk
has to be, like, just going out with my girl in any situation that I go out with my friends and have the same amount of fun. Like, I can go to the club with my girl. I can go to a restaurant with my girl. I can go to anything with Kamu. And it's like, I know I'm going to have more fun than I'd have with any of you guys.
Hey, some of us are find ends faster. We don't have fun.
We were out the other day.
I don't want to talk about that guy.
We were out the other day. And then, like, we're in a section, nah?
Yeah.
I hope they don't watch this podcast. We're in a section. It's me, Level, the other guys.
What? Who is this?
Probably, like, me, you, the other guys, and maybe, like, 13 ladies around us.
I plead the fifth.
Mind you, I'm entering into the situation. I was at work. Then I was told to come to this establishment. And then I enter, I've seen four guys and 13 women in front of us.
Are you creating like an alibi? So when they question you about this, like, but I said
13 women.
Yeah.
Around. People having the time of their lives.
I'm listening.
And then
what happened?
One of the guy's girlfriend cuffs and he fell to his knees. Like, he was told, like, hey, bro, your hands outside. He's like, he fell to his knees for like 5 minutes. I had to shake him and say, hey, that's your queen. Be happy. He was so, the whole time he's just there like,
boy, when you go out of your hand, you're a bodyguard, you're a waiter, you're a chef, you're a driver, you're an accountant, you're a manager, you are a transport, you do everything.
Those girls went from 13 to 3.
I do not know, I wasn't there.
But yeah, that was crazy. So when you were busy saying like girlfriends end the night for you, that's crazy.
Yeah, not for and me, I'm just saying people say that.
Yeah, no, I believe I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, boy. People don't enjoy grooving with their partners.
Bro. Anything you wouldn't want me to do and anything you wouldn't want to do in front of me is cheating. Facts. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so controversial this podcast. I don't agree. Okay, for example, my one friend said this to me and it really like made me like really think about it. When I go to a club, and, you know, women join my section, right? I have utter control of what happens in that section. I can choose what we're drinking. I can choose who can be in the section. I can choose what happens. I can drink. I can even choose if we want to leave and go home. But when my hun goes to a club and joins a section, she has no control over that section. She has no control of whatever they drink. She has no control. It's like whatever happens, the thing. In shop, she must have fun, all those things, etc. But in that scenario, for example, there is apparently a power dynamic, like, technically speaking, like he was basically saying this to justify that like women, like his girlfriend shouldn't go to the club, but he should still be able to go to the club. Right, I understand. So there's different things, and some people might consider like going to the club as cheating if you want to go to the club and like chill with people in the section. Like bringing girls into a section is okay. Like it's weird.
That's wild.
Do you do that
as a boyfriend? No. As a boyfriend, I never go to the club
and look for girls and be like, yes, yeah,
to come into my section.
Exactly. Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like but even if there were girls in the section, you would be able to be like, nah, they should leave. Correct?
Yes, yes.
Could your girlfriend do that in the section?
If it's hers, yes.
But if it's not?
But 9 times out of 10, it's never going to be her section.
Yeah, so can she do that?
No.
That's why there's that difference. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes that line is a bit shaky.
Yeah. Also, bro, if you guys don't know, Looking From Jola's coming very, very soon. Woo-hoo! Guys, we did a serious production. We did a serious thing. That is probably one of the most beautiful shows on South African YouTube. Like, yeah. I was going through the editing episodes, with Davies yesterday. You were there too, bro. Yeah. Stunning.
Beautiful. High quality stuff coming soon.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Like, yo, if you're watching this and you like own like a television program, you should probably like sign something. You should email.
On that note, like ad break. Media Pty Ltd. I present to you guys Rump 80 Media, my baby that I've been curating and pushing for many years right now. I've decided to finally get a website going and I've decided to show you guys who my team is. We have created all types of YouTube shows, from speed dating shows to reality shows to a whole bunch of collaborations on Instagram, TikTok, and social media with leading brands in South Africa. Our brand portfolio is there. We have a lot of experience and we are hungry, young individuals who are ready to take your content to the next level. Visit us now, baby. Anyway, bro, yeah, so that's what we do. Rump 80 Media does those things, guys. If you guys want production, you're trying to do a serious thing, I think David should even insert. He can't even show them, ne?
Yeah.
Because there's a certain change in the show that you guys don't know about yet. So yeah. if we show you a little bit of a trailer,
it's going to mess everything up. But it's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
It's coming, though. It's cooking, it's cooking. Yeah. Babies, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, while we're doing this, we're going to do a short little game between Tato and I. It's two truths and a lie. We're going to see who knows each other, who knows the other person.
Are you prepared?
More.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want me to go first?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Two truths, one lie.
Two
I repeat.
One lie.
Two are true, Tato.
Two are true.
One is lie.
One is a lie.
Two are true. One true. Is a lie.
One is a lie.
Okay, cool. I'll go first. Okay, two truths, one lie.
Are you telling me you're yourself now?
I once cleaned up a hand who like vomited all over herself.
Mm-hmm.
I once tried to go to like the captain room of like the airplane when I was on the plane just to see. And then I once kissed two girls on the beach at the same time.
At the same time?
Yeah, at the same time.
People always put the lie at the end, eh?
I don't know. You tell me.
The captain plane thing is the lie.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. I thought you're gonna choose the two girls on the beach.
You know what you're capable of, man.
No, it was long ago, man. It was just like a friendly, like bye.
Hey, all right,
bye.
Okay.
Okay, you
in
go.
In the past 24 months, in the past 2 years, I've flown to Cape Town 24 times.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I've flown to Cape Town 24 times.
Sure.
In the past. Yeah. So basically once a month.
Okay. I'm listening.
Okay. I just bought a camera. It's 50s dinner. I bought the A74 50K meter purchase yesterday. And then the third one is I speak to come every day.
Yeah, this is a difficult one. I'm gonna go with the first one. You didn't fly to Cape Town
24 times.
No.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Yeah,
that was two. That's too easy.
Yeah,
that did two, threw you off though, ne?
Do you know what you're capable of? But yeah, guys, hope you enjoyed the little ad game. If you guys like that, yeah, you guys will let us know and etc. But yeah, man, listen, we want to do interviews every second, maybe third podcast, and we were thinking about it. If you guys would like, I saw you guys saying on the sections that like, yo, you guys are rooting for Khunse to come to the, you know, podcast. We could have an interview next week.
What does Khunse say that you guys want him to come on to this day?
Who said that?
Have you ever seen Khunse on long formatted content or group content?
Yes.
It's quiet.
Who?
Khunse.
Like on long format content, like a video.
No, like us, when you have to sit down and speak, like a sit down.
Fun fact, we did an entire interview, but we lost the audio.
That was a beautiful interview.
And it was so deep. He spoke about being, you know, basically a child star. Basically, yeah. Being the, you know, being famous from like I want to say famous, very popular.
Being famous from
very, like, yeah, being well known from like a very young age. How that impacted his relationship with his father, impacted his relationship. It was beautiful, and obviously we wanted to replicate it, but we needed time to forget the questions, forget what he said, and etc. So if you guys need something like that, then we're gonna go. But let's continue with the tweets. I'm gonna go with the next one. What is Tato, before we go into it, the pettiest reason you cut someone off?
It's hard for me to cut somebody off. Eh?
Same.
The pettiest reason to cut somebody off. Oh, someone that talks too much.
Really?
Yeah, yo, shut up. Like someone that talks too much to the point where, like, they don't let you speak. It's all about them and their life. This, ba da ba da ba.
Oh, you're talking about someone who's very, what is it called? Self-absorbent.
Yeah, like, even me, like, yes. I also talk gang.
Yeah.
And I try to catch my. Can you hear the change?
What do you mean?
The change in the sound.
No.
That was better.
No.
It was like this.
Oh, you were there.
I also like, I talk too much, so I've tried to like catch myself as well.
Really?
Yeah, like I feel like I sometimes speak too much about my life and myself.
No, you just speak, you speak a lot about Jahan. That's it.
Yeah, anyway.
Like every sentence is about Jahan.
My point is,
do you remember what I slept yesterday, and then I said to myself, you know, I'm gonna go, you know, actually Kamo sleeps like by the way, Lebo, you know that time that I ate breakfast? Kamo loves this banana. Oh, by the way, Tato, you know, I actually Ubered the other day. You know what? Kamo hates Ubers. Like, it's always, always, back. Yeah, I wish I could put a mute on that. You know, on Twitter, you can take away, remove the word. If I could remove that word.
You'll be happier.
Yo, ish. I'm dead. Nah, yo, I kid you not, bro. You talk about that hand every day.
Bro, that's my best friend. That's like, you probably reference.
Okay, cool. Let me say this actually, rather. I have not had a conversation with you
cap.
For the past year without you mentioning your girlfriend.
That's such cap.
I kid you not.
A conversation.
I kid you not.
That's such bullshit.
I swear to God. Actually, I'm actually doing
it. Had I mentioned Kamu before we started shooting? At all? We had multiple conversations.
Yes, yes. When you were like talking about what happened yesterday, you're like, yeah, I wish it was me. I would have went to my hand also. See? See? Think about it, Tato. Every single conversation we've had, think about it.
But that means she's an amazing person.
Just saying, yo.
An amazing person. What's a pity reason for you to cut somebody off?
I've never cut anyone off, I believe. But I think betrayal. I say betrayal.
Not even.
I've been betrayed, I've forgiven, but like there's I've never cut anyone off. That's one of my things. I have a high pain threshold, which is unfortunate for me. I've been trying to like lower it, but it's so hard to not be in a forgiving nature. I'm very forgiving as a person. But let's see what people said. He said I should not use stickers while chatting with him.
That's so unfair.
So he cut him off for not using stickers. Dropping his shoe size in a shoe giveaway on Twitter. That is when I knew it was over.
Guys, it's tough to be a man, eh?
Dropping his shoe size in a shoe giveaway on Twitter. That is when I knew it was over.
Is the problem the shoe size or the problem him entering the competition? Him entering the competition.
Oh, well, I have a woman's foot. I'm very ashamed of this. It's actually, it's rare for a lot.
What are you, a size 3? I'm
a size, like, I don't even want to say
7,
that.
Dog. Why you, 7 is normal.
No, it's not. It's for a brew. What's the average, like, male foot size?
In South Africa?
Yeah.
Like 6.
I'm Googling it. What size are you?
Bro, don't do that.
Don't put your foot up. Don't put your foot up and listen. Put that foot down.
You can see it.
Put that foot down.
Put your foot up, let's see.
I can't. I'm putting my foot down. I should stop. Stop it.
Banger.
Let's see this. Average foot size. I actually really want to know. But a lot of people don't know this. Guys are watching this and they're like, no, you relate. You won't relate. What size shoe are you?
11, 10, 10, 11.
Jeez, bro. Save the sum for the rest of us, bro.
What? Even Khunza is like a 10.
Dude,
I mean, Matladi's a 10. Rich is definitely like a 9, 10, 11.
The average shoe size. Eden. I want to say this in South Africa. Because they're giving me the inches.
Rich is like an 8.
Nine. Eden, what are you? A 10.
It's a man. It's a boy.
He's an 8. You see that? He's an 8. And he said it with shame on his face. He said it with shame. He looked down at himself, bro. And I know why. Trust me, I know why. Because for men to have small feet, it's like a wild thing. But anyways, the average size for males is 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you under? You are under. You can't see his reaction. He's fighting. He's under. I'm also under.
He's like, it doesn't matter. The average man.
But yeah, let's keep it going. Called me more than 4 times the same day we exchanged contacts.
Yeah, you're wiling.
Not really, bro. I'm eager to talk to you.
You're too excited.
What's wrong with being excited?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro.
But imagine if it was you.
It depends. If I like the person back, it will not bother me.
Yeah, but now if you don't mess with
that. This is just an indication that you just don't like the person. Yeah.
He finishes the GB WhatsApp. I'm dead.
What the hell is GB WhatsApp?
You're a man.
What's a GB WhatsApp?
I'm joking. It's just a...
What's GB WhatsApp?
Also, I don't know. I'm just scared to know now.
No, you're lying, you know.
It's a WhatsApp that was there back in the day. I think it's blocked now. Like you see, like, when someone deletes a message, if the person had GB WhatsApp, the message wouldn't be deleted.
Oh, so it's like a
WhatsApp for Android users, and it's basically like you can.
Why is this thing telling me to download mods?
Yeah, it's basically like it's a WhatsApp.
Yeah,
which prevents, like, it removes the ability for someone to have all the privacy settings that they have. So if you switch off your last scene, I can still see your last scene. If you delete a message, I can still see that.
How do you know about this?
What's the thing? Like 5 years ago, everyone had it.
How do you know about this?
My roommate had it in university.
How do
you? I just told you how I know.
Okay. She started, this is a dance, but she started doing this when what's it called, the Amapiano piano playing. It's basically that Kilimanjaro, like,
bro. I get that, bro. There was this one girl at Cape Town. She was doing the Kilimanjaro, but then she was hitting it.
Yeah.
Like, she was rolling her eyes back. And it's like, dude, away. Rah. It's not TikTok.
But still, rah. Little Undertaker boo. You know what I'm saying?
That's nasty.
Little Undertaker boo. Kilimanjaro.
If you saw her.
Nah, bro, but I also think that's also quite the buzzkill, no lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about a guy that dances too much?
I think it's appropriate.
Let's Chris Brown at the club.
You know, before I started opening up circles, they used to call them squares. No, I love dancing. I think that if I'm going to spend my money at a place, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm not going to be one of those guys who's going to sit down and act cool and act like, I'm going to dance. I'm going to encourage people to dance. I'm going to encourage people to have fun, etc. That's why we're there for in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's one dance move that you really hate? What's that thing you used to do when you used to... What's that thing called again?
You
know what, what is that? What is it called?
Bro, chapter 4.
What is it called?
You'll never do again. You know it's a for sure.
For sure,
yeah.
I used to be so jealous of you. I have to finally say it. Trend has passed. I couldn't do it. And now, bro, all you of know, you guys.
Remember, I couldn't do it too for like 10 months.
No, but then you learned it.
Then I literally you learned it. Guys, so let me tell you.
And something. When he learned the for sure, I couldn't do it. And his ass would hit the floor, come back up, and come back up.
Guys, go to my Instagram right now.
Yeah.
Go to my Instagram right now.
At Lebron Petty,
Go to my highlights, man. My very, very first highlight, the second one. It says Vosho King. Boy, I'm probably 30 kgs lighter there. And it's 2018. I was told I couldn't Vosho.
Bro, I was so jealous.
Everyone said I couldn't Vosho. So I practiced every single day for 8 months.
I was so jealous. I couldn't get the technique right. I don't know.
Here's Vosho. David, you have to pull it out. Look at that.
Oh my goodness. You are so unformed.
And I was doing it like Lucas. Because Lucas could for sure.
Look at this.
We all for sure. I must delete this highlight. It's like he couldn't do it. But yeah, anyway, yeah, I was the Vosho kid.
If there was one dance in the history of like South African dances that I could remove, it'd be that one. What about you?
I don't really hate on that many dance moves, bro. Everything's cool.
Yeah, I just hated on that one because I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I can't dance. So I wish I could remove dancing.
Tato,
let me say, I wish I could dance. Imagine you removing something because you can't
do it.
So evil, bro. What's one thing you'll never ever do again?
Love.
I don't think he's joking. Me.
Love, yeah.
I don't think I'll ever like deep life. And that's just a bad day. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like for the longest time, we're always like, you know, life, this. Bro, just do your thing and stop thinking.
Yeah, like.
So that's one thing I'm trying to challenge myself. Like, stop thinking, like, how does this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Someone was speaking about, you know, obviously, I think the number one thing of that is because, you know, people compare. And I think there's a saying, there's a quote, actually. It's comparison is the thief of joy. You know, you take away from what is yours. And I think a lot of the times when I'm deeping my day, it's because, one, I'm comparing myself. I'm comparing myself to the next best person. I'm comparing myself to this. But we all have our own time zones. You're in China, I'm in South Africa.
Yeah.
And the rate that you'll get to midnight might be faster than me, but I'm still going to get to midnight in my own time zone. But again, now I don't know that I'm just comparing. So, but yeah, for me, it's love.
But...
love.
I think we're meant to make this fine. I don't know why we went so deep. What's one thing you'll never do again?
It's love.
Redating an ex. Love back. I would do it. That's shy love back. Would you not shy love back? This is one ex, ne? Back in the day from like university. First year. Second year.
Yeah.
I would if come were to break my heart, I'd probably go in reverse. Show them the real man I am today.
Can record this, send it to him, and say, "Hey."
No, but like, honestly speaking, like, a lot of
actually say, "Mr. Fanny, ne?"
A lot of the girls I dated back in the day, they treat me as a different tattoo.
Yes.
And they disrespected that tattoo.
Yes.
So I'd wanna go back to show them the new tattoo.
No, but that's just trying to prove yourself. It has nothing to do with the person.
Yeah. I'm happy you said it because now I'm all understand. I'm just trying to prove myself.
Oh my God. I think for me, I don't have an answer for that one.
Try to quit alcohol. The full week I lived with the alcohol, I lost 7 days of my life. So this guy says he'll never try to kill alcohol again because he lost 7 days of his life.
Nah, that's a crazy one. But alcohol just makes everything better, unfortunately.
And worse, bro.
Real.
Like, we were out last night. That's why we were like, I went to the gym this morning and I literally felt so sick.
Yeah. Like, I felt good this morning. I felt good.
You haven't slept yet?
Yeah, I haven't slept yet.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with alcohol. That's just me not sleeping.
I get that. Help someone financially, especially if they're going to Amashonisa for them. Yar.
Hey.
What? Someone went to borrow money to borrow someone money. That's wild.
Is that what that means? I don't know what that means.
Yes, help someone financially, especially going to Amashonisa for them. Yar. Go to like, you say you need money. I don't have money. Then I go to like, you know what Amashonisa is,
no?
Oh, it's basically like informal places to borrow money.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Say that again, Rich.
Loan sharks. Yeah.
So imagine going to a loan shark so that I can borrow you money. So the money's not even for me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild. Never do that again. That's dumb. Stealing my grandmother's microwave to sell it so I can take Imama out. That's crazy.
Stealing my what? Stealing my what?
My grandma's microwave to sell it so I can take Imama out. You should have just warmed up to it. I'm trying.
I'm so proud.
Oh man. I'm never doing that again.
Wait, what is it called? You should have just warmed up to it. That's a great one.
Like warmed up the grandma.
You hit it.
You're so proud. Forgiving cheating. Never ever, no matter how much I love you, I choose me. He's a certain dandy one.
Yeah, we spoke about this. I think we both agreed that we might, well, like, if there was a possibility of it happening, that, like, we'd both get cheating if I was in a relationship.
Forgive, no?
Yeah, I think I would.
I don't know. Guys, we don't have a Twitter the week, unfortunately.
So we're going to go straight into the recommendations of the TikTokers, YouTubes, and as well as shows.
I'm watching a show on Showmax.
Right? What?
And you know I was bashing Showmax last time.
Yeah.
I'm watching a show on Showmax. I just can't remember the name. I'm on season one. I'm almost finishing it. It's about an Asian. It's in the 80s, I think, or the 70s, right?
What? What is it called? Wait, what is it called?
And then it's about these Asian people being brought to America.
Oh, okay, I don't know. Yeah.
You guys watched it? No.
No.
Yeah. So it's on Showmax.
Oh, it's like a comedy.
It's a comedy.
Oh, dude, are you talking about Mang Mang? It's a very popular show.
Serious?
It's a very popular show.
I'm trying
show.
To open up Showmax now.
Something. It's like they own a shop, ne? Do they own a shop?
No, but it's like two gangsters that are rivalries.
Oh, no.
Continue watching. I'm trying to go to my continue watching, guys. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to recommend you guys. Excuse me. I'm going to recommend you guys Her First Love on... I think it's Our First Love or Her First Love. It's a K-drama. It's based on... Like, I haven't finished it. I haven't even, like, gotten, like, really, like...
Warrior. You love K-dramas.
Warrior? But I used to love Warrior. It's I used amazing. To be on DSTV.
It's amazing.
But that show is so old.
Serious.
But it's so great.
I just discovered it.
Dude, it got cancelled. They never made another... They never made a season of season three. They never made a season of...
Season three is out. It's on episode 8.
I mean, there's no season 4. I watched all the seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is a... Sorry, Tether just shocked me. I used to love Warrior.
Yeah. A beautiful show. Amazing show. No, it's
banging. Comedic. Layered. Good world building. Yeah. Like, they have the different, like, things. Yeah.
Showcasing, like, Chinese culture in America.
Yes.
You know.
Discrimination, racism.
Also, they do it so well because, like, they speak English. All the Asian people, right? All the Chinese people speak English. But... They're actually speaking Chinese.
Yes.
But they're showed in a way. They make it easier for us to consume because they make them in English.
Yes.
When you watch the show, like when they interact with white people, they actually spend time, they change it to Chinese.
Yes.
And there were these really cool transitions to change.
Like there'll be like a wall and then they'll speak Chinese and then they'll go and then boom and then basically speaks English.
And the main character can actually speak.
Yeah, so there you have it. Warrior and Her First Love. In terms of YouTubers, TikTokers, who's doing it?
Sonavila is on fire.
And we shout out this guy every 3 weeks, bro.
Sonavila is on fire.
We saw him the other day.
No, we actually met him yesterday for the first time.
Met him yesterday.
He was just occupied, so we couldn't, like, you know, really engage. Just as we walked in, like, super fast, we had Zazas on, we had cabs.
I had no Zaza. I had a cab, though, yeah.
I walked in there, I was just like, bro, I was just ready to just relax, you know. I had a drink in my hand, sunglasses on. But I'm sure he was just, he also had shades on, so I'm sure he was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bro's just chilling. He was a cool bro.
Yeah, in terms of TikTokers for me, I'm going to have to give it to... It's very hard to pick one. like a person. You know, you're just there, like, I actually want to like pick like five people.
Also, shout out Mike G, bro. You had a million subscribers on YouTube, bro.
Oh, yeah, shout out to
he
him.
He literally filled up King the Sun Arena in Pretoria, which
that
is crazy.
That was insane. That's huge influence, bro.
Yeah, like, he hosted the biggest live podcast show in the world.
Basically.
Yeah, it's like a record.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
no one has filled up that many people to watch a live podcast. So huge. We actually want to go into live podcasting. I've been speaking to this one studio that I used to shoot at. Mm. So let us know if you guys want to come through. Dave's put this in the beginning, actually.
Tando, how do I say his surname?
Tando
Ngema. Ngema. Yeah. Tando Ngema. Shout out to Tando Ngema. That's the TikToker I'm going to, like, you know, shout out. Mm. You take so much time. You can see you put so much input for your... Okay,
she voiceovers things?
No. You put so much input into every skit, and I see you. I want to say that. I see you, bro. You're really doing it.
Yeah. But yeah. I'll say we want to do live podcasting, so might do that in September.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think you'll be able to do it?
Yeah, we can invite our friends. Una!
You think you can do it? Like
talk
a live podcast?
Yeah.
Like us doing this live.
I'm doing it live right now.
But it's different. These are bros. Won't you feel like it's crazy?
No. Not at all.
Yeah? Yes, what I say. Because you know you're saying TikTokers of the week?
Yeah.
Short creator of the week. Zion, bro. She literally had no YouTube content right before she started doing YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
A million subscribers.
That's insanity.
Probably one of she is definitely the fastest growing South African YouTuber.
Could you even go into as far as saying she's the biggest short form YouTuber?
Yeah, no, she is, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. No, shout out to her.
Yeah, Zion, eh? Yeah.
Congratulations.
Also, OM Films also hit a milli. Huge. I think that they hit a milli a while ago.
But people are hitting a milli. Oh, Ghost also hit 500, I think. He already hit 500, so congratulations to him as well.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. He hit 500 everywhere. So, yeah, that's crazy. That's inspiring. We're going to work. We're going to. Guys, just share the damn podcast with your friends. Do something. Give us 5 stars. It's the end of the podcast, guys. Give us 5 stars if you guys are listening to us on Spotify. Give us 5 stars. Listening anywhere else, give us a star, give us a good rating. I'll just mention Spotify because they actually are a friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, they are cool. They try to invite us to events and they try to make sure that we are seen. We have some really cool activations. Not activations, online
seminars.
Marketing ads. You'll see me in ads for Mono's Mic.
Yeah.
Which is dope. Like, we did a shoot, it was me. It was Gugu, some other crime lady and other podcasters.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really, really cool.
I wish they invited me.
Yeah, it is. Things that we planned it last year and this is still here.
Nah, just fucking with you.
Bye.
But anyways, bye guys. Please make sure you do the things that need to be done. Yeah. It's you. Ray-Bans and catamarans.